Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 746. Today we hear from Indiana Jim, who says,
"Is Starship Troopers the movie so awful because Verhoeven meant it to be, or is that just a style, or is it a fundamental misunderstanding of the source material?"
Well, I don't agree with the basic tenet of the question. I thought it was a fantastic movie. But yes, that's just his style. Verhoeven's films, all his American films especially, Flesh and Blood, RoboCop, Basic Instinct, Total Recall, Showgirls, The Hollow Man, Starship Troopers, that whole era of his films are characterized by cartoonish, almost over-the-top, highly explicit, very uncomfortable levels of violence and ugliness, made somehow strangely beautiful. And with Starship Troopers, as with Showgirls, you also have the additional element of very dumb characters. But they're intentionally dumb. And you can see the difference by looking at the way the characters in Total Recall and Basic Instinct work, as opposed to the way they work in Showgirls and Starship Troopers. It's cartoonish because it's intended as a satire. He did miss the point entirely of Heinlein's book, but the screenwriter, Ed Neumeier, only kind of missed the point. Verhoeven admits on the commentary track as to not even getting past about the first 20 pages of Starship Troopers. He says he absolutely hated it. He thought it was an awful book, and Ed Neumeier didn't like it very much either, though I got the impression he did read the whole thing. Both of them found it deeply politically objectionable, the level of militarism especially. They found it fascistic and distasteful, which is not an uncommon reaction to Starship Troopers. It is, as I've expounded previously, I think a complete misreading of the book, and I'm not alone in that opinion, as seen by the fact that it's still required reading at the Naval War College and several other very important institutions that deal with foreign policy in the military. So, what's going on with Starship Troopers? Well, to understand the movie and why it seems the way it does, it's important to understand Paul Verhoeven a little bit. If you've ever seen the film A Bridge Too Far, it's about the Allied campaign in the Netherlands, where the Americans and the Allies attempted to take, I think it was Amsterdam, but it might have been another city, and kick the Nazis out. And they overextended and lost because they misestimated the amount of forces and resources it would take to secure the town. The price that the people in the town paid was incredibly high. And Paul Verhoeven was 4 or 5 years old at the time, living in that town. And he saw this battle up close. It impacted everything he did as an artist through the whole of his career. And it shows up most beautifully in his film Black Book, which is a historical drama set in the Netherlands during World War II. And it is stunningly beautiful and very subtle, which is unusual for Verhoeven. Verhoeven took away from that battle the lesson that war is fascism, period. He saw the Americans doing the same kind of awful shit the Nazis were doing. He saw the British doing the same kind of awful shit the Nazis were doing. Killing civilians, raping civilians, blowing up property, suppressing the people whom they had come to liberate, the kinds of things that happen in war. Most of Verhoeven's artistic oeuvre is centered on the incredible seductive power and incredible ugliness of violence at the same time. Makes for a lot of fairly uncomfortable viewing, especially if you're not someone who has run up against these things in real life or become aesthetically accustomed to them in film. It's a very late 20th century European perspective. And the late 20th century European perspective is overshadowed entirely by two things: World War II and the Cold War. And in World War II, everybody in Europe had their lives ruined once by the Nazis and once by everybody else who came in to kick the Nazis out. So one way or the other, you have to remember the Americans occupied Europe militarily, the parts that the Soviets didn't occupy, occupied Europe militarily for 70 years. We are only now pulling out. And especially the generation, the two generations that grew up in World War II grew up with a heavy American military presence, but also in the most peaceful period that Europe has ever seen. There was a Cold War, not a hot war. Before that period, Europe had a continent-destroying war, at least once a century, sometimes once every 20 years, for at least 600 years. So it was this incredible change in tone and perspective at that time. And war, because war had become so destructive, as the legacy of the two world wars was way more traumatic than anything that had happened in the preceding several centuries. Because of the increased destructive power of war and the propaganda war between the Americans and the Soviets, a very large swath of the European populace basically decided that the entire game was bullshit. The entire game of war and geopolitics, and the only winning move, as the computer says at the end of war games, was not to play. And for the first time in European history, not playing was a live option. So it's with that context that Verhoeven encounters Starship Troopers, which is a nakedly militaristic novel that ties, a la the Swiss model, military service to public service as inextricably linked, and public service to the rights and duties of a citizen, which is not a place you want to go philosophically if you watched the good guys committing war crimes on your front doorstep when you were 5 years old. So that's why Verhoeven took the satirical approach that he did. And of course, the irony is that, satirical approach or not, what he actually did was dress a liberal society in fascist clothing in such a way that it muddied the whole situation rather than particularly making his point as strongly as he wanted to make it. However, I tend to think, despite that failure, it still is a brilliant aesthetic achievement. It brings back into the popular vocabulary the films of Reifenstahl and the effective propaganda techniques that were used by the Nazis. And that's something that ought not fall out of the popular consciousness. On the other hand, it brought them back in such a cartoonish fashion that the actual mechanics of how they worked are not immediately obvious to people who are encountering them de novo. Whereas if you read Goebbels or you read any of the great propagandistic treatises of the 20th century, both those criticizing propaganda and those giving you instructions on how to use it, an example of the former would be Jacques Ellul's Propaganda, The Formation of Men's Attitudes, and an example of the latter would be Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you get a whole different experience of the film. But it is, in my opinion, fantastically good entertainment. But as such, even though the attempt of the film is to take some major digs at Starship Troopers, the book, I think it actually sits really well in line with the themes and ideas that run through Heinlein's work in general and through Starship Troopers in particular, with the exception of the major departure on the issue of militarism. So, for what it's worth, that's my take on Starship Troopers, the Paul Verhoeven film. Paul Verhoeven is one of my favorite directors. I've always got time for his movies. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No
Derivatives. To do it without you.
All other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't...